Erica Druk, I'm a military veteran, retired, New Hampshire raised, and recently returned after a career protecting the national security of the United States. So I find myself asking who is protecting New Hampshire citizens from Canadian companies that are backed by Canadian government. And I'm curious if the DOE study or decision making includes if there's a national security risk for the government, for the United States relying and becoming more dependent on foreign power to the United States, and whether or not that's a factor that's considered in the decision making. You don't know?
Is that your comment? Or?
No, I just have a question. Isn't there a national security risk for the government relying too much on foreign power that... Okay. So Canada has made it clear that their power source would go first to Canadians, so if there's any type of crisis, that power that was coming to the United States would probably be cut off and used for Canadian purposes. But to get back to my speech, the Northern Pass will permanently mar the landscape of New Hampshire and negatively impact New Hampshire's economy and legacy. And I remember my stepfather, before he died, always used to call Massachusetts drivers Flatlanders to explain why the traffic was so heavy here in New Hampshire. So Massachusetts and the southern New England states have a lot of industry and higher populations that require more and more power. New Hampshire does not. New Hampshire has its beauty with its peaks and valleys. All the Flatlanders come up here for the clean air, the views and vistas, and to get away from the gridlock and congestion in order to reconnect to the natural environment. I keep a picture in my living room that says, "Allow nature to produce beauty and joy." Allowing a Canadian company to ramrod Highline power lines dissecting the state of New Hampshire for profit is unacceptable. The economy of New Hampshire depends on tourism. New Hampshire does not need this power. It is strictly for export to the lower New England states. I'm for clean, local, renewable energy.